The touch of his gentle hand, a touch of his gentle hand divine, can strengthen the faintest heart. A touch of his tender hand divine, new hope and love can impart. And so in his name I'll go, and whether on land or sea, I never shall fail if I can feel the touch of his gentle hand. Wherever I chance to be, wherever my feet may roam, I trust in the Lord's unchanging hand to lead me all the way home. And ever my prayer shall be, till safely at home I stand, that I can just feel the touch so real, the touch of his gentle hand. One touch of a gentle hand means more than the world to me. One touch of his gentle hand will make every shadow flee. I'll not be afraid to go, and bravely take my stand, with courage and zeal, as long as I feel the touch of his gentle hand.
Very, very good.
Beautiful words.
Yes, and you do have a very lovely alto voice. I can see what your professor meant. You have a good sense of rhythm. That's difficult to do, to sing without accompaniment.
In our church, we don't have any company.
I see.
And the Church of Christ. And I think we could be wrong about that. Mm-hmm. You know, they decided, you know, we shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Well, the Primitive Baptists have never had. And of course, that distinguishes us as being rather odd. I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
We've been persecuted. The church has been persecuted. Yes, there's something I'd like to mention. I guess you know it. We do some things we don't learn in our textbooks about history, but of course, and there's some things that we learn otherwise, you know, by other historians rather than the ones writing our textbooks. And one of them is, you know, James Madison was called the father of the Constitution of the United States. Well, the Bill of Rights, you know, we got that in. Well, there was a Primitive Baptist minister, Elder John W. Leland. Of course, the missionary Baptists sometimes tried to claim him, but evidently he was not quite of their belief, because we had to straight from articles, you know, that he wrote in of his belief. And he was the one that urged. He went with James Madison in Virginia and urged that this be made into law, you know, that nobody should. I can't quote it, you know, the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
We know what it is. It guarantees religious freedom and freedom of speech and so forth. Well, he felt like that it should all be, you know, legalized and put into the Constitution. So he had his part in that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't learn that in any textbook, but there's other histories. And then the history that I've been reading the last year was histories of six Tennessee counties.